Hey, everybody, welcome to the... there's no more pre-shows for Scooters.
Wait, I hit... A high score is 28. Yeah, I didn't even get close, Andy. You crushed it.
I'm really good at this game.
Fuck. What was your high score?
28-57.
No. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your best friends, Greg Miller, alongside producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
It just seemed like when we started watching Cops back in the day, that was the end of civilization as we know it. Like, there was a part of me that watched that even as a child, and I was like, this is wrong. We should not be televising this. This is not something that should be entertainment.
Why, you want to make smarter criminals?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
they're watching the live feed.
Yeah, they know it's not live.
It was like Dave Chappelle's joke about school shooters. Like, they're in the school when you're teaching drills.
They're
just taking notes.
How much Cops did you watch? Everyone at the table.
Hold on. Before we do that, Hispanic heartthrob Andy Cortez.
Hey, guys. What's up?
And over there, Forbes, 30 under 30. Mm-hmm. A.K.A. the best baby blues in San Francisco. A.K.A. the verified one at Tim Geddes.
Or Tim Os.
Now you want to talk about Cops.
Yeah, how much Cops you been watching?
I mean, ever in my life.
In your life, yeah.
I don't think I ever sat down to watch Cops specifically.
I don't think anybody
did. It was just always on Fox.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll tell you right now, everybody in this building, I've watched more Cops than you. Because my parents, that was destination viewing.
That was TGIF.
Saturday, right? Well, it was Saturday nights. It was that and America's Most Wanted.
Oh, I think it's American Gladiators.
I think you got two Cops, and then you get America's Most Wanted, or vice versa.
I watched a lot of American
Gladiators. Big old Jamie Kennedy,
yeah.
Number one crane operator, Greg Miller, they loved Cops. You weren't in the room for this, but I think you caught the end of it. I got to drop this little nugget on Nick.
Listen to this.
Mm-hmm. Growing up, my parents didn't have a radio or a television in the kitchen. They had a police scanner. And they would just listen to the police scatter and chatter and see what was going on. And I thought this was a totally normal thing to do. I mean, for most of my existence, it was that thing of like, you're out of the people's houses and you're like, oh, you guys don't have the police scanner on. Don't you want to know about car accidents and fires and all these 911 calls? Yeah.
I feel like that's a modern thing with all these stupid apps.
Jen's obsessed with it.
Yeah, what's it
Jen's
called?
Jen's on Citizen.
Citizen and all that shit.
When it'll bing and Jen will go, crime's
next
happening.
Door.
She'll go look at it.
The other one?
I don't know about it. Next Door sounds like a porn app. Shit,
but it's like more like neighborhood based. And all it is a bunch of old white people that are just like reporting a bunch of like nothing.
They're keeping our city safe,
but then every once in a while.
Safe,
dude, okay, guys.
They're keeping our city safe, Tim.
Gia looks at these apps constantly.
Yeah,
and it's horrifying. She has nightmares constantly because of it, right? Because
sure,
it's bad, scary stuff. There's also some things where it's just like, they're just reporting on, there's a dog on the street, and you're like, great, this is whatever.
I saw one that was it was in the morning hours of a day where we were abroad, but it was that somebody has thrown a pizza on a car at like 9 a.m. Like, yes.
Yes, yes. I'm going to segue from that story real quick to another story where we recently moved into a new place.
Oh,
and the day we moved in, these motherfuckers, we're looking at that. An old man is shitting on people's porches. And I'm like, why does shit follow me? Like, remember back in the day?
Is this next door? This is like something happening in your
literally on
your
the same block that I moved.
And the sequel.
That somebody's pooping. Within a week.
He ran like,
how regular was
Cool
it?
Greg,
was it Nick?
I live with Cool Greg. And Cool Greg walks out and he's just like, hey man, like, next to the garbage can. He took the garbage can. So he's like, hey, someone took a shit.
Damn.
And I'm just like, God damn. Then we're kind of chilling. Gia's all like, it's the shitter. I knew he'd be back. And I'm like, great.
Wow.
Now Gia's all super, super stoked about this shit.
Shit Starting follows.
Shit follows. There you go. There you go.
Shit follows. But then, like, come on, guys.
He came back to look at what he did. He came back. We
Wait,
were
what
there.
Does that mean? What does that
and
mean?
And we saw him come back to admire his work.
Yeah. Would you yell at him?
Yeah, well, yeah. We're like, what the fuck? And he scammers across the street. It's like, he hasn't been back since.
What did he look
pooping,
like?
Dude.
What does this old man look like?
I like to imagine that
did
he's...
Did you put it into the police?
He
did
was,
you draw
it was
a little
weird.
Sketch?
He was like 5'4", mm-hmm. Cool, right, Peruvian wearing a wig.
5'4"?
Sorry, man. 5'6". 5'6". I'm sorry. 5'6". 5'6".
But then the other
thing... Imagine Kevin's like a corn pipe. He's like, I like to poop on lawns. And Tim doesn't recognize it.
Why he's got a corn pipe and overalls, no shirt, and a straw hat?
He's in disguise.
Great, I'd like to imagine that this guy isn't aware that he is the one shitting. Where maybe he's
it's like Incredible Hulk.
He's going to fugue states.
He comes back and he's like, fuck, this is
and,
me.
And he notices, wow, all this shit is following me. I need to figure out who the fuck
What's,
and he's investigating. Yeah,
wow.
And it's really just his night.
It's like a Christopher
Nolan
movie.
Thing.
You know what it reminds me? I watched the show Fleabag
over
the week. And there's a running kind of thing that one of the characters does where he just keeps being, he's always chased by foxes. So like literally he's like I'm not even kidding. Every like there's been multiple situations where I look over and there's a fox there and it's just staring at me. He's like throughout my entire life foxes have always chased me.
She so sees one. So
it's hilarious.
Oh, it's funny. Okay.
Oh no, it's a joke, but no, it's also it's, like
it's
thematically
so funny and
relevant.
Like you get moments later where like she turns around, it's just a fox.
Yeah, there's a fox. She goes, he went that way. it's really funny.
That show is awesome.
It's a great show.
Season 2 is so good.
Now is it as good as Cops? Because Cops, of course, is a staple.
So Cops was not something that I obviously tuned in for. It was an appointment viewing, but
tell people who
Cops was always on after you watched like Attack of the Show back
yeah.
in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then Campus PD. Remember when Campus
PD and Campus Cops PD were just a spike.
Campus PD. That was a great idea. Were
Did
people
it
like
take
Cops
place in Texas?
Yeah, I think so. Cops is too hardcore, so we'll do Campus PD, which is literally like all these people are drunk and they're fucking in public. Let's go see what these
That's
co-eds
fun,
are up
yeah.
to.
I will never forget one episode of Campus PD where there was a cop that walked up to a house and he was like, can I search your house? I mean, it was like a mild drug complaint. Kids were smoking weed inside the house. And they're like, well, you don't have a warrant. You can't come in here. And then he looked through the window. He's like, I see a bong right there. That's probable cause. So I can't go in there. Yeah. And they're like, oh,
fuck. That's not a bong. Someone walks over and starts smoking out of the bong. Like, that's definitely a bong. So to me, like, tell people what Cops was if you're not familiar with the show.
Oh, really? I mean, Cops is a staple. If you're maybe you're international. You're an Oi governor type.
They're a Brit.
When the sun goes down, bobbies. You go into your little hut and you go to bed because you don't have any technology.
Hungry I am.
Kermit.
Cops was like one of the original reality shows where it was just that they were camera crews with cops and they'd be in the back seat and they'd go out on calls with them. And you'd see terrifying, fucked up things.
To me, I was like, I don't understand how this is legal. Because if I were being arrested.
Well, that's why they blur faces. Yeah. You can still say no.
Oh, I guess that's true. That's right. That's why they were both. Yeah. Because it always blew me away when you saw someone's face. I was like, they're just cool with it? Like,
some of it's
like,
got to be.
Being arrested for like meth?
I don't have it all. I mean, I was a kid watching it and I don't know the legalities of it now. But there's got to be something to the fact of if it's happening in public. That's just what I learned is the standing in clause as a reporter, which is like if I'm on the sidewalk and I put up a photo of something going on, like that's a public property. That's not like I'm in your house. I didn't invade your house.
Yeah,
to make a photo.
As far as I know, if you're filming in public and you're just like I think that's
if you're
that's
just recording,
legal in
yeah,
California
walking down the sidewalk.
But I don't know that you can as then. Long as- I think it becomes illegal when you go, I'm going to then take that and put it into a show and sell ads against
you. Yeah. Kevin, what do you got for me? Some legal with
Kevin. I believe it's if you get people talking that you might.
If you're interviewing them, if they're a subject of something.
No, but even if they're shouting and you put them in a video, like a movie or something, you know, like you could get in trouble then. Movie,
yeah, of course.
My favorite part of Cops was the... keep going.
I was just to finish it off. You guys ever watch My Name is Earl?
It
was
no.
an episode
that was Jason
about...
Lee.
Jason Lee, yeah.
Great show. There was an episode where they their episode of Cops comes on and they all get excited and it's like I legitimately believe that's why people would sign rights.
Absolutely.
That, yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you ever see the one of the totally naked dude, huge dude? Like
just ramming through the fence?
Well, no, where he was on PCP.
Yeah. Well, let's watch
and he's
this.
All
Google
wet
this?
And they try because he's like sweaty and gross. Slippery? I don't know what it is. But they try to take him down like a laundromat. And it is, as a child to watch this, but like I'm playing my action figures, horrifying. Yeah. Of this guy that they get to the ground, but he'll get back up.
He
comes from the back the back of the laundromat all the way, and I think he gets out the front door. Like,
Mr.
Like,
X.
Can we Google this, Kevin? Can we find this clip? Oh my God, I want to watch this
so
bad.
All of these shows sort of spawned Live PD.
Yeah.
Which is another show that takes place primarily in Texas, I believe, or at least
Texas
like,
must have weird laws.
At least
about
like
this.
At least like border states or whatever. But Live PD has featured one of my friends who like he played in my band. He's a good friend of mine. His cousin is a cop and is frequently.
I really
on
thought
the
we were
show.
Going the opposite way.
That was
no,
the
no,
cool
no. Great the guy he was in a band with. He had a meth house. in one of the episodes.
Yeah, he his cousin is one of the cops and is like frequently featured in these episodes where they just. It is a live recording. It's not recorded. It's like it's almost you know what it reminds you of the NFL Red Zone. Y'all familiar with the NFL Red Zone?
No.
When a team is about to score,
they
cut to all right. Let's go to Tennessee where the Jaguars.
Oh
are
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're done with that. Let's head to New England. So this is similar to that where there's a studio where the main host is in and they'll say, all right, this story is developing. Let's head to El Paso where blah, blah, blah is on the case and blah, blah, blah.
That's pretty
and they just cut and they're just chilling there.
In Far Texas, a band named Ambolina is on the lam.
There was one that happened in the valley.
Stealing people's hearts.
Where, like, I remember I know that highway. I fucking drove there all the time. And there was, like, a crazy runaway car that the lady was in, and she was like pregnant and just drunk driving, and it was nuts, Jesus, dude. Geez. Yeah, show's nuts. Yeah.
I see. My thing is, from watching Cops, my favorite part is the weird interviews that they always do. And I swear to God, every episode, it's just the shot from like the passenger seat. The guy's driving is like, you know, it's like
tough streets out here.
Tough streets, you know, just whatever. And then like, as they're doing the interview,
fades away.
Something happens, and it's just like it's him running in, chasing someone down. It's just like, God, it's good TV.
The conversations remind me a lot of Taxi Cab Confessions.
Sure.
When they are just having those
are
like
always hot.
I mean, some of them are, not all of them.
Maybe I'm thinking Hooker's on Point. Doesn't matter.
I don't
this
know.
This is outside, but this. Oh, okay. So this is your video because there's.
God.
This is buck naked.
This dude by the way, the
straight up naked.
The title at the beginning of this video was "Don't Smoke Dust."
Jesus.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Go he back. He punched through that fence. Are we going to show it? I doubt Fox is out to claim or Cops is out to claim us on this.
We're going
to
show it?
Yeah,
why not? What do we got to lose? Guys, if this gets demonetized or taken down, you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny and give us $1 million.
There you go. Smart.
Sit down.
I thought they're putting gloves on. Like, this dude is naked.
Jesus Christ.
What is in there?
Shit. Covered in blood already. Jesus.
So much blood. Yeah, cover it.
Don't smoke dust.
Don't do PCB. Dust?
That's what it said at the beginning. It said, don't smoke dust. Like
it's a fan edit.
Oh, my God. Have you got... this is totally a... this is definitely more of an Internet Explorers thing, but it made me laugh so hard. It's something I submitted to the Internet Explorers Slack, Kevin. And it is a subreddit for LSD.
Oh, shit.
And it is people just sending photos of just everyday objects, and it's... them being high and being like, bro, I'm tripping the fuck out. And it's like a photo of a like a plant.
We got to look at this.
I
really want to see this.
It is so incredibly funny.
I'm still waiting for
I submitted it yesterday, so it should be somewhere recently on the Internet Explorer Slack.
I'm still waiting for the Dobre brothers to restock the large joggers that I want to order.
Dude, I hope that they start beef with us, or we start beef with them.
They don't give a fuck.
I know.
Well, I mean, we're definitely starting beef with them.
Yeah.
We start beef with everyone.
Yeah.
And we start beef... I do, but I still want them to pay attention to me, so I will take either unabashed love or hatred. Whatever
the
road leads them to pay attention to me, I will take
it. Man of extremes.
Remember Hungry Eyes? Fuck that guy.
This says comedians can quit their jobs because they'll never be as funny as a r/LSD post. it's a picture of a hand. It's just his holy hand.
Holy shit. My heart is pounding right now.
A picture of a hardwood floor says, my heart is pounding right now.
That's the
best. Tag currently tripping.
This is just a clothes, like a jacket on the floor. It says, been staring at this for a while. Don't know what to think. Kind of cool, though. And just people tripping at regular objects. Holy shit.
It's a paper towel roll. Holy shit. LMFAO.
Holy shit.
It's so funny,
drugs
dude.
Drugs are great.
Are they? Is that what we want to take away from our PCP rampage?
What does that even say?
Well, PCP is a hardcore drug.
I don't understand this.
Peeking on the toilet with 900 whatever UGs of psychonautic dose. Can't believe my eyes. Life is just beautiful.
Micro crabs?
They're eating crabs?
How small?
They're little tiny crabs that go into your nose.
Anyway,
they clog up Kevin's gas tank.
He's made me laugh so much. this is on r/ambient.
That's
it's just if you haven't seen it, it's a horse puzzle, but instead of making the actual picture, they just color coordinated to make it look like it.
Dude,
no shit, like ambient fucks with you. I told you guys that story about ex-girlfriend, the girl I dated that used to order Christmas cards on ambient, but like year round. She wouldn't order them online. She would go to the fucking Walgreens and like get a picture taken. And then like a week later, she would be like, who the fuck ordered these Christmas cards? And it would be a picture of her like at the Walgreens. It's the most ridiculous thing.
That's so great.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week for usually four. Best friends gather on this table, each coming to talk to you about what's going on in their life. Very proud of you.
Yeah,
I remember. 2020 resolution. 2020. Can you go all 2020 without pounding the table?
I can do the whole thing. Drink more water. Those are my two resolutions.
Okay. Wow, that's a good one. Yeah. If you want to hang out with us and get more, go on over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where, of course, you can kick us a few bucks, get the show early, watch us record it, get it ad-free, and get that exclusive post-show. Remember, it's January. Every time you go over there and raise a pledge or pledge for the first time, you get your name on the studio wall along with a bunch of other cool bonus goodies and stuff. Another 12-hour stream coming up at some point, right, Tim?
January 31st, baby.
January 31st. That's news for you right there.
J31.
Breaking news.
J31. Wow, J31. I do like that.
J31.
Can we do that any day? Is today J14?
J14.
J14.
My wife and I do that sometimes because I don't listen so great sometimes.
Gonna come as a shock.
No way. See you guys. So my wife, I'm like, what time do we have to leave for yoga? And then the second I ask the question, for whatever reason, I stop.
Turn off the receptors.
So my wife has trained herself to be like, we are leaving at 4:35. 4:35, because whatever reason, hopefully that gets into my brain and it stays. Because it's just 4:35.
It sounds so weird.
I've heard that a thousand times. I don't even listen to that anymore.
4:35, though. I remember that.
4:35? 4:45? Huh. Yeah. Huh. Isn't that weird?
That's very weird.
It's just, for whatever reason, it's because it's not common the way you say it that it just...
It'll
stay in my brain.
I had a
That's how my wife has to treat me, dude, like a small child.
I had one of those revelatory moments as well, maybe in the last year, probably, you know what I mean, of when I get like the Google verification code, rather than try to remember each one of the numbers individually, mm-hmm. like 4, 3, 5, 6, 1, 9, if I go, 43, 56, 19, that's fewer numbers. So why don't I just do it that way all the time? If you don't want to give a bunch of idiots money, I understand. Instead, go to youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, podcast services around the globe. You can get the podcast each and every Friday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how we're doing it?
You never
We talked about changing things around, right?
Trying to make wait, what day is it today?
Today is Monday. Tuesday. Monday?
Then it goes up Wednesday.
Wednesday now.
Yeah.
So if you, what
podcast
we're
gonna do, is Wednesday now.
Today's Tuesday. Yeah. Now, but we're going to put the show up on Wednesday from here on out, right?
Yeah.
The idea, ladies and gentlemen, if you know how we did for Kind of Funny Games 4.0 in January, Gamescast to be more topical, to be more timely, putting it out right away, we figure, well, now it's kind of confusing not to do that for this show. So, again, this show will just be out earlier as well.
Mm-hmm.
But exclusive post show only over on YouTube or patreon.com/kindoffunny.
You remembering numbers by doing that, makes sense. I've always had trouble remembering numbers, remembering anything. I've never really understood people that are in drama, like actors.
Sure.
There's a lot of times I'll be taken out of a movie because I start thinking like,
they have to remember
a lot, you know? But I was really proud of Kevin this weekend. We were setting some shit up at my place, and I hate him so goddamn much.
New studio, we're going to put him in a room across.
As you go in to compliment him, you immediately see the 90-degree turn. Jesus. I fucking hate this.
Yeah. Jesus.
Why would you even start?
Oh, my God.
Why would you even bother?
This is very...
It's funny.
There's a part of me that wants to put him in a fake control room. Just, so can, you know, right? Just pull the whole fake control room so he thinks he's doing
a
something.
A fake control room like 8 miles underground.
Yeah.
No, I mean, this is one of those situations where it's like, man, we are so in sync sometimes.
Yeah, it bothers me. So there was a lot of things we had to set up with serial numbers, and you had to use apps with the serial numbers to like activate
sync
things.
And
we had to remember a whole bunch of them. We had to like climb a little ladder to like find them. It was not an easy thing to do. Kevin was, it was like one of those weird ass idiot savant
like
moments.
Like Rain Man, yeah.
Where like, I didn't even know we needed to to know the serial numbers. And at some point I was just like, oh man, we got to figure it out. And he just goes, 3BDEE14.
It's right in front of you. How are you getting it wrong?
I was like, what the fuck? And then throughout the day, he remembered like 6 different numbers that were random as fuck.
That makes
and
a lot of sense.
I was just like, dude,
who are you right
who
now?
Who are you anyway? He just right now slacked me 3EEBT1.
I mean, I legitimately picture the Zach Galifianakis gif with the numbers.
Sure.
Like, because that's kind of a similar thing where Zach Galifianakis just like had a come to Jesus moment where he just sort of knew all these
things. The Hangover?
Yeah, and the Hangover, yeah. And I think of that gif, and obviously the gif is like there's mathematical equations and shit. But
why do you think of my gif? You
that's
know?
Totally Kevin. Oh, yeah.
My gif's popular.
I mean, Joey told you, right?
The similarities.
Yeah, that's the most used Achievement Hunter gif now?
Yeah.
Similarities.
Where I didn't see that posted anywhere. I didn't get a lot of pats in the back. Where was that information shared?
I didn't get a lot of
Did
pats
Did Jeff say
the
something
back.
Somewhere?
I don't know. Who knows, dude? Who knows?
Because I feel like that's something you put a blog post up and you tag me in. Right. Be like, hey, great job, Greg. You know what I mean? Like, thank you.
Here's a bunch of subscribers.
Thank you. Yeah,
exactly, right? Huh? Have you heard of Party Mode? See, yeah, man, we paid for it.
Doing great,
for
great it. Work. Push some subscribers your way.
People love gifts, and they love people in gifts.
Come subscribe to UCB.
You know what I love, though? Our Patreon producers, Adam Stevens, Cameron Reagan,
Even Stevens,
and
Vote Reagan.
Drew Gardner.
Fruit
Gardner. Gardner.
Garnier Fruit Teas.
Garnier Fruit Teas.
Or Drew the Godfather Gardnier.
Today we're brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends, Hymns, and Manscaped. But we'll tell you about that later. For now, let's continue. What were you
it
building?
Just Gardner.
What did you
just
need for a million serial numbers?
Oh, so
is this like Fast and the Furious? You guys stealing a bunch of DVD TV combos?
I mean, it's similar to that. But no, so we recently moved in with Joey and Cool Greg and Gia, obviously. She had to be there too. And there's an area downstairs. We don't really have like living room space to have TV and shit. So there's like a downstairs area next to the garage, and Gia was like, we can do the home theater like that you've dreamt of.
Ooh.
Let's fucking start doing this. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I've been waiting for this my entire goddamn life. And I've been like over the last couple years buying little pieces here and there thinking one day maybe I'll be able to fucking do this. Making a lot of connections with a lot of homies out there. You know, the 50% off here, 50% off there.
Fell off a truck. Here you go.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? That type
this one
of
doesn't
stuff.
Have a serial number. Weird. It got filed off.
Exactly.
Scratched off with acid.
And so
this one fell off the truck in the first Fast and Furious movie.
Totally.
Yeah, totally.
So Kevin and I have been kind of like chronicling, spreadsheeting out, planning one day we're going to fucking attack and do this the right way and make this dope as fuck for on the cheap, right? So we've been working at that, and we finally like have now moved in or like started work on it. And like pretty much this weekend was when Kev was like, all right, it's fucking go time.
Assemble.
So I've been spending a lot of time with Kevin, and it's been very, very nice. We've talked.
Get this. He's
every
been spending a lot of time with
every
me.
Every time you want to compliment
Nicholas,
him.
Nicholas,
every
I'm
time you
want to
compliment
why?
Him, he interrupts you.
Why, Nicholas?
Why did you interrupt him? He's mid-sentence. Why did you interrupt him?
I'm going to add a good point. Oh, God.
He was literally going to pay you a compliment, and you interrupted him.
All right. Fine.
What were you going to say? What were you going to say?
I don't even care anymore. Fuck it.
I was being nice to him. Like, it's
this
been nice.
It's been nice. It's been nice.
Really I
nice.
Just wanted to talk about how fucking shocking everything was. Nick, you're the worst person at interrupting. You're the least person that
wait, was it
had.
Literally shocking? Like, you're shocking? Like, shock Mike?
What? No. Shocking. We have been spending a lot of time together, including going to multiple Home Depots, place that he fucking hates.
Yeah, I fucking hate Home Depot.
But he's enjoying it. Now he's got a reason.
Now I'm starting seeing the wood, and I'm like, oh, I see what that wood could be. Before it was just fucking wood. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's a moment, there's a turning point in many people's lives where you walk in, and the smell goes from, I hate this, to, I could be here for a while.
Dude.
I could be here for a little while.
So Gia texted Kevin and was like, hey, what drill should I buy? We need a drill. And Kevin replies, just go to Home Depot. Anyone will work. And she was just like, fuck you, Kevin. Like, goddamn. Like, I thought that she was like, I assumed by texting him this, Kevin would be like, I'm going to be there right now. I'm picking you up. We're going to Home Depot. We're going to get you the drill that you need. And when he didn't do that, she was like, I'm really kind of hurt. Like, I thought that
I definitely would have expected. I definitely would have expected, you want Craftsman Model 3215?
Right? So would I. I was kind of like, huh, that's weird.
It's like if you were to ask Kevin his thoughts on Last Jedi, and he was like, you know, it's fine.
But then I'm hanging out with Kevin and Paula. And
Paul was like, you need the Craftsman.
Home Depot came up, and I'm like, Kev, we need to go Home Depot. We got to get that drill. And Kevin goes like, oh, yeah, I don't know why Gia never got back to me. And I was like, what are you talking about? Kevin's like, dude, I told her exactly what to get. I sent her a picture. I drew a circle on the picture showing which one to get. And I said, I'll come pick you up right now and go to Home Depot. None of those texts went through to Gia. So both of them were kind of like, what the fuck?
That's great.
And like,
Get an iPhone. I'm sick of these green bubbles.
In one day, Paula heard both stories from Gia and from Kevin. And she was just like,
who do I believe?
She was like, wait a minute.
Now Paula doesn't trust either of them. I trust neither of you.
And we looked at both of their phones, and it was like totally just what each one was saying. It was so fucked
up. That's
so
fucked up.
But yeah, Home Depot, I'm starting to see the light. It's interesting.
I mean, you
don't like Home Depot?
No.
One day you will, Greg.
Parents dragging me there as a kid.
Oh my gosh,
I just want to go to the toy store.
The amount of times that I would be dragged, we'd go out to lunch after church, and we'd go
You're
to
like,
Johnny,
man, how can this day get worse?
We'd go to Johnny Carino's, and I love that goddamn Italian food.
What's Johnny Carino?
Some like local, kind of like, I don't even know if it was a local place or if it was a regional
still around?
Chain. It was a very chainy restaurant, though. It's just called Carino's now, I believe. But then after we go to Carino's and we're all full and it's like, oh, Best Buy's right there. Best Buy's right there. No, let's go to Home Depot and let's shop for some fucking crepe myrtles or whatever those goddamn plants are called.
Crepe myrtle?
I don't know, but when I was a little kid, the amount of times I heard crepe myrtle as a kid, I don't even know how to pronounce it.
See, Kevin's got Johnny Carino's up here. It looks like a knockoff Olive Garden.
It really
very
is.
Much it really does.
But I'll say this. They serve the little Carino. Crunchy things and they pour... olive oil into it, and you eat that with bread.
The croutons?
No, they're like little,
bacon bits.
Bits of bacon.
It's kind of like they're like little crunchy. I don't even know what the fuck they are.
I don't
know
either.
Stop, Kevin, when you see him. Kevin will just scroll until you see him.
It's just part of like the free bread that they give you in the beginning. It comes with like little olive oil dip, but it's got these little crunchy bits in there, and they're very good. But these goddamn crepe myrtles, dude. The amount of my parents were obsessed with these goddamn plants, and they were just obsessed with putting them all over the yard. I don't even know how to spell it, or I can't even visualize what the word is spelled like. But
Craig Myrtle,
Greg Myrtle.
I'm Greg Myrtle.
But they invaded my childhood so much as a kid.
Going
to Home Depot and Lowe's every Sunday just sucked. So
we went,
bad, dude.
Growing up, we went to Home Depot. I swear to God, every fucking weekend too. I don't know why. It was like my dad's one hobby that he had was going to Home Depot. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand, he had Matt as his eldest son. And Matt can build shit. So imagine his dismay when it was me and I would just sit there like hoping that someone would buy me a fucking candy bar. Who are you calling? Yeah. Who are you calling?
I hate this.
We're calling Johnny Carino's. We're going to find out what these bits are.
Oh, perfect.
Smart.
Perfect. Thank
smart.
So there's...
Let's get that to Slack.
Okay.
I don't know if the Austin, Texas Johnny Carino is in shops at Tech Ridge is open or something. You know
Tech Ridge, great place.
Is it?
Shopping center. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for calling Johnny Carino. This is Eddie. How can I help you?
Hi, I was wondering, what are the crunchy bits you put out with bread?
You get cut off. Can you repeat that?
The crunchy bits that you get for the, when you get the free bread and you get that little bowl with the crunchy stuff and you pour the olive oil in there, what are those little crunchy things?
Those are roasted garlic.
Oh, gotcha.
Thank you so much.
All right, no problem.
Roasted garlic. That
roasted
makes sense.
Garlic?
That makes sense.
I hate when they do that. I hate when he does it. It gives me so much anxiety.
I love it.
I feel so bad because you're a fucking nut bar. That's why.
Why?
You're insane.
We're not
you're
doing insane human being.
Nut bar.
You were this close to wheezing hysterically.
Andy did swoop in and save me there. Yeah. I had it the first time, but a second time, I can't. Yeah. Sorry, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking of like fucking sugar cubes. Taking a piece of bread and dunking it into these... I don't know what you're talking about.
So it's a tiny little plate about yay big.
So it's olive oil and then roasted garlic.
Well, it's a roasted garlic. And then
the
waiter comes by with a bottle of olive oil, but there's also like a bunch of little like leaves that you have to spin and mix around.
And this sounds like a bougie-ass olive
garden.
And
all the shit gets like mixed up. And you pour it in that little plate and you dip the bread in there. And you want like a lot of olive oil with a little bit of crunchy bit. So you get like the soft bread with the crunchy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good, dude.
Is that
my mouth's
right
watering just thinking about it.
There it is.
Yeah, there we go. There it is.
I'm on my recipes. I got Johnny Carino's
dude,
olive
it
oil
is
dip.
Delicious,
ooh,
man.
That looks fucking good.
And again, I told the story before, like an old gog or whatever, but back in the day, I wanted to be the guy who spun the bottle of olive oil to mix around all that shit. And I went like that, and just a whole line of olive oil sprayed across everybody's
ass. Fucking
it was just like across everybody's shirts.
Everyone's shirt's ruined.
Could the Miller household make this, Greg?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, I think you got to get on it, man.
We got to get on it,
well,
Greg.
Well, Andy doesn't want to hang out with us.
Kevin, I forgot to Slack this to you.
Hold on. Change of topic.
Yeah, I'm sending it to you. Hold on.
I made a decision, by the way, about my retirement.
Nope, not that.
Is that I plan to...
not
oh,
that.
No.
What'd you say?
That?
What'd you say?
Not that. Not that. Not that. Not that.
It's too late. It's too late. We see it.
Deleting it.
Fuck.
Not that.
I clicked as fast as I could, but it didn't work.
You must be logged in.
You have an account for that website?
not logged in. Whoops.
You have an account for that website?
Whoops. Guys, I've been exposed.
There's no judgment.
I've been exposed.
No judgment.
Hold on.
That was amazing.
Now you have to click on it logged
in, though. Why won't I share?
Click on it logged in and see me.
For
let
you
me see.
To explain to me what that
no,
was.
No, I'm just trying to show Kevin to share crepe myrtle.
Yeah.
But it won't let me do it.
Thank you. Thank you. Kevin worked backwards to figure this out. Yeah. Not Crepe Myrtle part of it.
Andy, you
That'll
sick
be for the
fuck.
Post show, dude.
You sick fuck.
That'll be for the post show.
Oh my god. Look at you. You definitely
give me the Crepe Myrtle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't. Can you just Google C R E P E? Like a crepe?
Sorry. He's not looking for Crepe Myrtle right now.
Our minds are distracted right now, man.
I don't know what a Crepe Myrtle is.
This fucking show.
Crepe Myrtle?
Yeah.
It's a crepe tree. Myrtle.
Is it a tree? Red tree?
Yes. Yeah. But it's spelled weird. I thought it was Craig Myrtle.
It's Crepe Myrtle.
I don't even know how we got here. Why were we talking about Crepe Myrtle?
Because it was these plants in my parents.
Joey Noel. Andy, what was that?
Andy, what happened? Why'd you send that out on our company Slack to everyone?
Andy, we're gonna have to send you over to HR.
Your employee review is not gonna be kind this year.
I have
year.
A login to these sites. It's all good. So yeah, these are the plans.
Joey's actual thing, fucking lol. Andy, what was that?
I tried to delete in time. I'm sorry, Joey.
No, Joey sees all.
I'm sorry, Joey.
Tim, are you going to show us this thing that you and Kevin built?
I'm looking at a Crepe Myrtle. Why the fuck are we talking about a Crepe Myrtle?
Because my parents are obsessed with these plants, and we went to Home Depot every fucking Sunday.
They're pretty.
Huh?
Yeah, the home, the garden.
Well, you buy it, then you got to take care of it. You got to
No, but I don't
it.
Even know.
That's if I'm usually, you just buy one, you're all set.
But I feel like the research. You know how you want to research a TV to buy, and it's a big purchase.
Got it.
My parents were researching these plants for so long because it's like, which plants do best with this sunlight? Which plants do best with this environment? And crepe myrtles were the prettiest thing, I guess, to plant. Huh. But they were so obsessed with them. So I just remember nonstop Sundays going to Home Depot, going to Lowe's.
I remember my parents
searching for crepe myrtles.
My parents bought a tree, and we bought it from like Sycamore or whatever, Illinois, which is like not far, but like it is a tree. It's not far as an adult, like you know what I mean. It must have been like 45 minutes, you know. But as a kid though, so I might as well be we're driving to fucking Timbuktu. I don't know where I'm going. You know what I mean? We had to drive out there. Same thing when they bought the RV. We had an RV when they bought that from Vacation Land. That was another like 45. Maybe it might have been a full
Vacation
hour.
Vacation Land.
Yeah, it might have been a full hour.
I've never heard of it either.
Well, I mean, why would you? It's not a chain like everything you grew up on, all right? I'm from salt of the earth, middle America, where we supported local businesses.
Is it a restaurant?
No, Vacation, they sold RVs and campers and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like Chuck E. Cheese.
I think that's a chain.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't care. Let's Google it. I don't know.
It's not like
But more importantly, they had one. They had a snack machine there because I was so miserable that I would get these brownies from.
Yeah.
Like, but you know the brownies I'm talking about. Not good brownies.
The ones in the wrapper?
Yeah. And they're like super.
Like a plastic wrapper.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Congealed.
Yeah. And like you feel them, you're like, those are, it's soft in all the wrong spots.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like dry in all the wrong
spots. That was your reward for an hour long car ride to go look at another car.
My mom, my parents treated me very much like a dog where like if I started to bark, they would just throw food at me when I was a child.
Sure.
I hated going on any of that shit. All I wanted to do when I was a kid was watch TV and play Nintendo. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get me out.
Makes sense.
It sucks.
See, we just kind of
the Best Buy, dude.
We found the fun in it. Like I feel like me, my brother, and Kevin, like we would play hide and seek anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like I think we had each other. You know what I mean? And that's the friends we made along the way are really what matters. But give us a Home Depot, like we had a blast because we would just be hiding places that we shouldn't.
In the toilet. In the, you know, did you ever hide in like when they had the displays of the showers?
Well, exactly. We're going everywhere, but it's like, man, that is not a good place for you to let kids run around fucking playing hide and seek with saws everywhere.
A lot of actual active power tools happening everywhere.
Yeah, don't like that at all. I've told the story on the show before, but one day we decided that we wanted to be blood brothers, so we cut our fingers on a saw and we put all our fingers together so that me and my brother and Kevin would be blood brothers.
And now you all have hepatitis.
I have no memory of this.
Oh, it happens.
Kevin, that's why you have hepatitis. Sorry about that.
So, but the thing with Home Depots is like there was never... If my parents wanted to go plant shopping at Walmart, cool. Because they got a toy section.
Toy section.
They have Legos.
Yep.
They have video games and stuff. Go shop for plants there. Go to the automotive section there.
Leave me alone. I'll go look
around.
Yeah,
I'll go have fun over here. But there was just nothing for a kid at a Home Depot.
We used to go to, you brought up Best Buy, but before Best Buy, we used to go to Circuit City.
Hell yeah.
Remember Circuit City?
Service is state of the art.
But Circuit City, I always like, it was always bittersweet because the area that I would care about as a child was very small.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have a lot of toys. They didn't have toys and shit. Yeah. Like Best Buy has like video games, stuff like that. Circuit City has like, had like maybe a console, but it was like an off-brand like Atari or something like that. But I'm like, this is good enough. I can sit here while my dad pours over the Magnavox TVs we're going to buy. And then finally buys the wrong one.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. But
yeah, 43 minutes to Vacation Land. And I remember that being a nightmare. And then the same thing, what you're talking about, Andy, right? Is my parents used to like shop at Farm and Fleet out in DeKalb, Illinois. And like that was the same thing of just a store not built. It was like all the boring adult parts of a Walmart and none of the fun stuff, except for in the lead up to Christmas, they would shut down a giant section of the store in the center and make that the toy department. And they would actually bring in toys, and it was a huge deal. Yeah. They would like wall it off with like wrapping paper while they worked on it and then take it down.
A 30-mile drive.
Yeah. As a kid?
To this place.
Yeah.
That sucks real bad.
That sucks, dude.
Terrible.
Dude. Because you got a Game Boy back there, though. You're doing something
eventually,
back there.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I have my Game Gear.
But at nighttime, you don't have the little light.
Yeah, well, I know I did, of course. That's true. I was spoiled rotten, please.
He was the only child, so
yeah.
It was him and the dogs.
There were a few car dealerships I had to deal with when I was a kid where my parents were maybe looking at a car that was around 30-ish miles away.
Yeah.
So being a kid, having to go to a car dealership is an all-day ordeal.
I hated that.
I hated that process.
I hated it. My dad, for the longest time, I think even up until about maybe 10 years ago, always bought Hondas. So imagine being a child shopping for a car is boring enough, but knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt the car that your dad's gonna get and it still takes 6 hours to get the car was like insult to injury. I'm like, you're just gonna fucking get a Honda Accord EX. You only ever get a Honda Accord EX. My dad's like, we gotta talk about these options. This comes up. There's no options. It's a Honda Accord EX. Just pick the color.
Why does it take 4 hours to do the financing?
I remember that. I gotta go talk to my boss. I'll be back. They're always pulling that bullshit with you.
See, my dad, when it came time for me to buy my Honda Accord, that's right, yes. I did. I drive a Honda like my father before me. I was like, I want to get a Honda. And I was like, the best person I could possibly have negotiate this deal is big old Lou Scarpino, because Lou knows how to negotiate. Now, my dad, I didn't realize at the time, his negotiating tactic was just to be as slow and like meticulous as humanly possible, to the point where they literally get frustrated and go, whatever you want, just get the fuck out of my office.
Like you're trying
and
to get
I'm like that. I'm like, I'm trying to get him to just leave. I'm like, I don't even want the car anymore. I'm on their side, where I'm like, just pay whatever the fuck it needs. And my dad's like, these numbers don't add up.
That's what they did.
That's like his favorite thing to say. That's like his favorite thing to say.
That's a baller statement.
These numbers
don't add up. That will put people on edge.
He'll either say that or he'll go this. I think you could do better. And then he'll sit back.
Yo, I like it.
That's what they did to the kid from Making a Murderer. Like, they just, you wear him down. And then eventually they'll just admit to everything.
That's fair. It's a tried and true police interrogation technique. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know what? The car is yours, man.
Dude, I'll never forget. My dad was like, we're going to get you this car, we're going to go to the fleet dealer. Like, okay, I guess there's a whole separate section of car dealerships that just deal with like a different component of the industry. No, about this. We go to that guy, they get a better deal. Now, by the way, we could have walked out of there. I have no fucking idea if this deal was good or not. This could have been the worst deal ever. But after 6 solid hours of sitting in awkward silence with the salesperson and my dad, I'm like, I just want out of here. Also, we had our Italian relatives in, and my mom was so tired of
them.
From
Italy?
Yeah, they had come in, and when they come in from Italy, like, you guys maybe don't know this about Italians, when an Italian makes a trek over a flight longer than 6 hours, they have to stay by law for like 18 times the amount of hours that it's spent on said plane flight.
Yeah.
They were there for 3 weeks. My mom's like, I'm going fucking crazy. Take them to the car dealership and buy let them watch you buy a car. And I'm like,
let them see how successful you are.
Because they were like, oh, we want to go to like San Francisco and this place and this place. My mom's like, you guys don't have any fucking idea how far those are away. We're not driving you to San Francisco. You're going to sit in Riverside, California for 3 weeks. That's all you're going to do. It was so sad. We drove them to LA once, but I got the car.
Nice job.
And I've had it for 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is part of it the PTSD of going back into a car dealership and having to negotiate?
I'll be honest, that is. Mm-hmm. That is. Because I hate, you guys know me, I don't like, I'm not great at negotiating. I don't like situations where I have to say something that's going to benefit me but make the other person not like me. I can't deal with it. But I need a new car desperately, to the point where it's 15 years. The car's got 108,000 miles on it.
I'm telling you, man, here's what we do. It's a three-pronged attack.
Yeah.
We send in me first, then Lou Scarpino, then
Kevin. I know. Dude, this is what I'm saying.
They'll give you the car. They'll give it for be free.
I think here's what I'd love.
This is the car I'd like. All right, Mr. Scarpino, sign right here. I'm sorry, you've talked to my associates. I have a three-level test. If you can beat the final boss,
here's what I'm thinking.
Three lawyers
walk into the dealership. I'm dressed like this, mm-hmm. right?
You are dressed nice today, and I don't like it.
Thanks. Well, I saw this shirt. I was like, I haven't worn a button-down shirt in a while.
Yeah,
so. But then you're also doing the belly button thing earlier.
Yeah, I do this.
Ooh, what's that?
It's your belly button. 40 years old.
Yeah. Here's what I'm saying. I walk to the car dealership, just like me, super friendly. We get to the very right before I'm supposed to sign on the dotted line. I go, hold on, I have to run this through my legal counsel. And right behind me, Kevin's been there the whole time, but you didn't see him. pops out, suit and tie, and gives them the fucking business.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah,
I love it.
I like this. Like, I'm talking science with Kev facts. I'm talking like he talks about physics, the rotation of the car, what an RPM stands for.
I think we get this done. I'm going to be honest. Last time I went with someone to buy a car, it was really disappointing. Where it was like, they had all the power, and we were like, all right, well, what can you do? And they're like, really nothing. Here's the best offer. You can leave if you want to. And it was like,
See, that's what I wanted
We waited, and we were like, I think he's being honest.
I definitely have the PTSD of doing it with my parents, seeing them buy cars, literally, like you're saying, oh, we're going to go there at 4:30, closing out the fucking dealership.
Yeah.
Six hours later.
It used to work. Now everyone wants to get you to finance because they make a lot more
money.
That's
all they want, They don't even want cash. Push you from paying in cash.
When I got my car, I could not buy it in one thing. They made me finance it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Isn't it good for your credit, though?
It's good to have a car loan, yeah. But it's annoying because that's how they make their money on the deal.
Yeah, of course. Interesting.
Even if you get the finance and then just pay it off, I guess.
I was a ace reporter for Car Dealer Insider, and like all the fucking ways people were using, screwing people over, and it's like, oh god, I just want to. I remember leaving that internship, I guess, and being like, if I ever buy a car, I'm just gonna go to CarMax. What's the fucking price? Tell me. And that's how I want to do next.
What's the problem with CarMax?
When I buy a car and I'm just like, hey, I don't want to fuck with you. I hope you don't want to fuck with me.
The Netflix
of cars.
What
can you do? Is this really the price? Is this really the price, man?
They're going to fuck you.
That's the thing about CarMax, though, is like, because I've been looking at used cars, whatever, through CarMax, through Auto Trader, the app, the car gurus, all these things. It's super. They're awesome. Don't get me wrong. I love being able to filter and like do nationwide searches.
Sure.
But more often than not, they're just listings from dealerships. So if you're buying from CarMax, I think they still have to interface with a dealership. So you still at some point have to walk on a lot and have a guy sell you a warranty, and you know I love buying warranties. I don't need. You know this about me, right? You know I'm
You're an anti-negotiator.
Better
dude.
To have it and not need it.
Nick will go in there convincing the guy that he should pay more for the car.
I'd be like this. I just feel like this one's not good enough. Give me like, how about I pay for two and I never take the other one? How does that sound?
Yeah.
Terrible. I'm pretty bad at it.
It is terrible.
I'm such a mark when I walk into these places.
I just
Danielle,
don't get it, dude.
You know, this is how bad I am. Okay. I got my car oil changed yesterday. And I brought it home. No, my oil light came on. I was like, okay, I had a few minutes. I was like, I'm going to take it over to Wheelworks, and then I'm going to answer emails from across the way and come pick it up. I bring it home. Daniel goes, how'd it go? I was like, oh, good. I got the oil change. She goes, what else? I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, you get a new battery? What'd they sell you on? They always sell you on something. And I was like, no, this time they did. She goes,
it was the air filter.
And she literally looked at me and was like, all right, he'll tell me later. Like when the embarrassment goes down, he'll tell me.
What they get you on?
No, they actually didn't get me on anything. But last time they got
air
me.
Freshener.
Last time they tried to get me on a new battery again, and the guy goes, "Yeah, your battery readout came out low, man. You're gonna need a new battery." I was like, "Really?
It's only a month old?"
No, I literally was like, "Really?" And he goes, "Yeah." I was like, "Cause you guys sold me that battery 6 months ago." And the guy goes, "We did." And I was like, "Yeah, you did." And so he goes, "You'll love this." He goes, "Oh shit!" He looked it up in the system. He goes, "Oh shit." Yeah, we did sell you that. I guess we have to change it out now. I was like, do you have to change it out? And he goes, yeah, I guess we have to. Like, totally was bullshitting me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool, change it out. I'll bring it right back in. And I brought it in. And he goes, cool, yeah, I just have to charge you the service fee for us changing it out. I was like, that sounds like a deal. Okay.
God damn it, Nick. I was so proud of you.
Why?
So proud.
I paid like $20 for the guy to change it. I don't even know if he changed my battery out. It could have been the same battery for all I know. I didn't even bother to look.
Oh my god!
I thought you had him.
I thought you had him. Dead to rights.
What a reversal!
Oh,
what
that's
a,
so great.
They got me. They got like $25 out of me. It was $30. They got $30 out of me to change a battery that I'm pretty sure they didn't even bother changing. I think I just brought the car in, left, and came back and gave them $30.
Like I was gonna make the joke because I thought you were you were gonna win this. You were gonna come out on top.
Nope. I never do.
You'd be like, "Wow, we did install it 6 months ago," and like, "Yeah, you did." But if you have to do a new one, might as well. Like, I thought you were going to pull something like that.
You know, part of it for me comes from the fact that I've had cars go so horribly wrong and, like, strand me places that I just don't want to fuck with it. So if someone, like, says do this, I weigh I know this guy's bullshitting me, but, like, I'd rather not take that 2% chance of having my battery fail when I'm, like, up in Tahoe and then, fuck, it's screwed my whole weekend up, you know? So part of me is just, like, I weigh if it's $30, just fucking give him the $30. Peace of mind kind of thing. But I know the scornful look on my wife's face is not going to be worth that peace of mind. It's yeah. She just goes, you know, D, she just goes.
It's just the head.
And walks away.
Yeah.
And it's so sad and demoralizing and so hot.
See, I'm living the opposite. I'm living my best life right now when it comes to negotiations. So to build out the home theater, I was like, I want to get the theater chairs. And like these things, price marked up. It's like fucking God knows where, but like you can definitely talk them down because like they're not that expensive.
Yeah.
And there's this one website, I don't even remember what it's called. Like
theaterchairs.com.
It's something like that. Like
chair.
It's really just like generic ass, like seating something, whatever. And I was like, I was looking at them for a long time, trying to like price things out, trying to figure out like just, you know, dimensions. I had Kevin on the floor, freaking
measuring
everything out.
We gotta get one of those laser measurers.
I legitimately almost went to buy one last.
We should probably buy one for the company.
Kevin, you got knee pads
for the new place?
Huh?
You got knee pads?
Yeah.
How many tool belts you got?
That's cool.
No tool belts. I've been thinking a lot about getting one though.
Yeah.
Kevin's tool situation is rad.
Kevin, you got to get a tool belt, but it has to be like a 1984 tool belt.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like everyone's dad had this tool belt, and when they bought it, it looked used. It looked like worn in, you know?
Here's the thing. Like, how exciting will it be to get there with the new tool belt that I buy, you know?
I mean,
to wear it in, like, great point. Great point.
You can't do what my brother does. My brother has, like, the industrial, like, nylon tool belts because he actually does, like, work every day, so they have to be durable. I'm talking, like, 1984.
It looked like an old baseball
glove.
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah, exactly.
See, when it comes to the money side, I'll negotiate all the live long day. When it comes to the inconvenience side, I don't like to inconvenience people, but that's why I have Kevin. Yeah. So we're at Home Depot, and the drill we were trying to buy, we want a specific one. It was blue. I wanted the blue one. And we asked the dude. And usually at Home Depot, the dudes, it's the opposite of the Best Buy experience. You know how Best Buy, nobody knows what the fuck they're talking about the like what they're what they know.
Except when you sent me to like the when they sent me to Car Electronics, good lord, I just lied about everything.
My experience at Best Buy is that.
This is a great base for a Ford.
But at Home Depot, I swear to God, they're the nicest people. Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm looking for this thing, and they'll just be like, here's what you need. Have you thought about this? How can I help you? Do you want me to come to your house and build this
you
for
you?
You
feel like you were in a commercial? Like,
they're so great, right? But this one kid we got, Kevin was like, hey, do you have this? And he's like, yeah, it says we have 5 in stock. And it was just like, huh, okay. Well, we're not seeing it. And he's just like, oh, yeah, if you just look there. And Kevin's like, we already looked. Where is it?
So he was like the kid of the movie theater with me. I was like, oh, theater 18, fuck. I don't know, bro.
It was so bad because I hit a point where I immediately, I'm like, this guy doesn't want to help us. He's not able to help us. Like, Kev, just leave him alone. But like, I didn't say that. And I just let Kev keep pushing. Yeah. The guy's like, it says we have them. It might be in the truck. They might have just shipped it. And Kevin goes, go to the truck. And I was like, oh my God, Kevin. And the guy goes, okay. He fucking goes to the goddamn truck.
But fucking do your job, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then he like comes back like 5 minutes later, and I was like, "Was it in there?" He was like, "Oh no, man, it was like I didn't see it." And I literally like looked at the guy. I was like, "Get away from him, just go." And like he went away, and I went over to Kev. I'm like, "Yeah, he couldn't find it." But like I was scared Kevin was gonna like bully
Kevin's
this
gonna be
dude.
Like, "Take me back then. Let me find it.
Give me your badge. I'll do your
job." Let me tell you, I sympathize. Right, there was a time. And this will show you the difference between me and Kevin, where I was eating a lot of cauliflower rice from Trader Joe's to the point where I was addicted to this shit because it tastes like real rice if you cook it the right way. And it was like a staple in my weekly dinners. And when I went
to right rice. Right rice is the same thing. It's rice made of vegetables.
Oh, okay, I'll try that. And I go and there's none there.
That's awesome.
And I asked the person restocking. I was like, hey, do you have any more in the back? Or like, are you going to restock these? And she goes, She kind of gave me that, like, I really don't want to go check. Yeah. And I was like,
the old Tim Gettys.
But I was sent there by a higher power, my wife. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was like, I have to come back with this or else I was told not to come back at all. And so I made this poor woman go to the back. And then I was like, she's been gone a while. It was a good 10 minutes. So I was like, I guess I could leave or I could line up my line of sight so I could see right through the little plastic doors and see if she's still pillaging around back there. And sure as shit, she was like, I just see you go like this. Like arguing with someone, like if I don't come back with this rice, this guy's gonna get all right with me. And she sure as shit came back with 5 bags. She came back with 3 bags, and I was like, "Thanks, I'm gonna need 2 more."
Oh man, fucking Nick. But yeah, so these theater chairs, I've been looking at them, and this fucking website. You know how Instagram's listening and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I get a phone call while I'm like, I've been putting things in my cart to see what the final price would be and all that shit. I get a phone call.
Theaterchairs.com. How can we help you?
And I was like, hello, and they're like, hey, we're theaterchairs.com. I saw that you're like looking at stuff. And I was like, huh?
What?
I was like,
you entered your phone number though, right?
At some point, yeah, but for like the shipping or whatever. But I was just like, whoa, hey, this is weird. Don't know how I feel about this. And he was like, oh, no, it's all good. I was like,
referrals.
And I was like, hey, you know what? Now that I have you on the phone, I do have some questions. And I started asking him questions about the products and stuff. But then I was like, hey, cool, thank you. I'll think about it. And I got off the phone. You know, starting the negotiation early, right? Yeah. And I would start planning. The next day he calls back. He's like, oh, so you think I'm going to get it? I'm like, I don't know, man. It's a little too, the price is just
too expensive.
Long story short, he calls me about 5 times throughout the weekend. And every time I'm just pushing more and more, being like, I don't know. And then I bring up the bullshit. The wife. I don't have a wife. I'm bringing it up. The wife says, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't, man. I really want to. But she's saying no. He's like, what if I threw in this? I was like, what if you throw in 3 of that? And he's just like, I don't know. I'll see what I can do. I'm like, well, I don't even know if that's going to sell it, but let me go talk to her. And then I called him.
I like how you're both, he's got a manager and you got a wife that don't exist. He's just putting the phone down, like waiting, and you're doing the exact same thing.
That's exactly what happened. But it ended up me getting an obscene amount off. It was also like Black Friday. So it was like 60% off. Plus, I got a bunch of free, like each of the theater chairs now has a table like to put food on and stuff. Got all that shit fucking free. Like,
I love draft trays. Houses. I love trays, yeah, dude.
The dope trays. The real fucking dope trays. But anyway, so these are the chairs.
Wow.
These are the chairs. They're
blue
LED.
Light. Very nice. Blue,
which is awesome. They recline all the way.
All the way.
Wow. Somebody's
we
pregnant.
Could have a 6-person sleepover, guys.
Does Kevin have his chair staked out? Is there a Kevin chair? Is that the one he's sitting in?
He's in it, yeah. What chair do you want, Kevin?
Yeah.
Pick it right now, Nicole.
It's tricky because I would assume that this has to be my chair. That way, when you're here showing me things, I can be leaning right behind you.
Yeah.
You know?
So then the back chairs are on risers. So that they're 7
nice.
Inches higher,
nice.
So you can see over. So then, can you bring up the picture
with
Andy
also,
on it?
Also, just so you understand my reasoning, Paula can sit here when we come to watch a movie. And it's not like I'm like used to making this one mine, and then you're going to be sitting next to Gia. And then Paul is going to sit over here, not with me.
You know what do you want to be, Nick?
What do I want to be? I'll take...
Nick Net prediction.
Yeah,
Nick
either...
Nick sees 2 movies in this fucking thing with you.
Here's what I'll say. Either back left or front left so I can go pee every 5 seconds. Because I don't want to get up and have to pass in front
that
of me.
That's my
sense.
Big worry with the Bad Boys movie that we're watching on Thursday. It's like,
oh, let me stop you right there. You're
right
not
in the center.
You're not going to miss anything if you have to go to the bathroom with Bad Boys 3.
Horrible dialogue. Maybe an action scene.
Definitely
yeah, okay,
an action scene.
2 hours and 4 minutes, Bad Boys for Life.
Okay.
I can hang with that. Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot less than Bad Boys 2.
You're
yeah.
so
that's
you're
good.
So fucking terrified to go see this movie.
It's like, I feel like I'm, a cold's coming back, guys.
So this is the TV that I've had for years now. Kev, can you bring this up? And Gia's sister came and called me a bitch for having such a small TV.
Well, you got a big ass wall.
I mean, I was like,
fuck,
it's the wall.
Man.
It's the wall.
So no, Kevin,
how big is that TV?
Kevin and I got back to the 65 inches right there.
You
want
to sell it to me?
And look at Andy. look
at
him
my big ass head, dude.
Is it one of
you
those
were killing
TVs?
In Overwatch that night,
just
man.
Buy a new
that,
TV.
It was then. Good. Yeah, Nick, you gotta get a new TV.
We'll get you a good deal. We'll get you a good deal.
Let me buy this one off you. $10.
No. But anyway, so we looked into it, pulled some strings and stuff, and then we got a projector screen that Kevin helped
me
install.
That's beautiful.
120 inches.
That is a thing
guys.
Of beauty.
120
right
inches. Oh. I watched Bachelor last night. It was
huge. Are you playing games down there too? On
not
it?
Yet. Going
okay.
to be.
Is that
yeah.
going to be? Okay.
Oh yeah.
It didn't occur to me that these were the same room.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Can I tell you my favorite projection screen / Fran story?
Yes, please.
Kevin, in the meantime, can you Photoshop the old TV screen into this for comparison's sake?
Yes, definitely.
No, not possible.
Oh, okay.
So Fran used to live with Craig Barrett on and Spence D. Remember Spence D?
I remember Spence.
Spence Dookie. He used to be the music editor at IGN. Then he was like the extreme sports editor, and then they just let him go. But they used to be. They used to live in a 3-bedroom house in the Lower Haight that was rent controlled. So I shit you not, I think Spence moved in during the first .com bust. I think it was like $1,400 for a 3-bedroom or something like that. You want to pull it up, Kev? Go for it. But the funniest thing was every time we'd go over to their house to do anything, they would go, "Well, we're gonna watch it on the projector," and it was the least conducive setup. First off, the bulb never worked. First off, the curtains were basically like blankets that they had thrown up on the windows, and there would always be a crack that just lets in light. You can't see shit. And then eventually, the bulb burned out, and they were too cheap to buy another one because these bulbs were like $500 or something like that. So for the longest time, they just had nothing in their living room to watch on.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you fucking doing with this? I mean, it's Fran, and you know how meticulous Fran is. Totally. But it takes him forever to do anything. He's like, I'm still researching. I'm trying to get the original Italian bulbs to come from Florence.
Italian bulbs.
I was like, just fucking order another bulb. I was like, at a certain point, I was like, I'll pay for the bulb.
Yeah.
I'm after partying at your house every fucking Saturday night. We come here because I sleep on your floor. I just want to watch some TV, something. For Christ's sake.
Some cops.
God.
Can you bring this one back up again? Yeah, that's a big problem I'm facing is stupid light. I hate light. Been in my existence. So you can see on the door, there's like this blackout like
fabric.
Vinyl that just goes over, and then there's like Velcro that like sticks it on. It works so well.
Oh, yeah.
It's pitch fucking black.
Are you going to do, eventually you're going to do like a pull down shade for that, or are you going to just keep that there?
Kevin and I are trying to straight up replace the door. I want to paint the door blue. And get a brand new door.
Is the door...
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
It has glass in the middle of it?
That's not what I was
saying.
That
right now has glass.
Oh, you can paint the glass if you wanted to.
No. He's worried about the acoustic...
and that too. The sound.
Oh, you want a thicker door?
Yeah, so we're going to get a door.
Is that window up there? Is that a window above
that
the door?
That is a window.
Yeah, you should keep that though.
Yeah. I need the air.
Yeah, you should keep that. But you should just install a little shade above it like you can pull down or something. Or if you want to get super bougie about it like D-Loves, you put up.
Yeah.
They have two little controls.
At this point, this is weird. It is DIY. Me and Kev trying to like finish this thing. It's baby steps.
We're trying really hard to figure out a way to change the aspect ratio of the black so that when we are watching a movie that is, you know, theatrical.
Like 21.9?
Yeah. We could cover it somehow. So
well,
it
you gotta do what
better.
They do in theaters. You have to have curtains. In theaters, the curtain comes down and it changes the aspect ratio.
Yeah. See, we can't get any of that Motorola stuff.
But you could do a pull down.
I don't got that money.
You just do a pull down shade.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is we're trying to figure out some type of like felt situation that we can just like Velcro on to for the bars.
And what were you two fucking jackalopes laughing at?
Andy said, can you put the original image in for size so you can see the difference?
Okay, let's see.
Show what I made, Kev.
And I'm watching it make it. I was like, that's not what I was talking about. That's not.
Yeah, that's about what I expected.
Also, just a quick thing. Every time I open Photoshop, there's the potential the computer crashes. That's why I was like,
great call. Glad you didn't do that. That was a smart thing enough.
Fun fact, every time I search cars on in Chrome on my laptop, it shuts down.
No way.
I don't know why. It's very
They're
weird.
In cahoots? Your old car on your old computer in cahoots?
I need a laptop.
Wait, are you
going to
Photoshop the actual thing?
Car. If you keep him from replacing me, the Mac laptop, I'll make sure you can't find other cars. So
you go into the Honda, and the Honda's like, hey, bro, your old Mac looks pretty good.
It's pretty good, man. We were talking.
Anyway, if you guys have any hookups or any advice about home theater shit, like, hit me up.
What do you do for sound? We're
working on the sound right now.
You like, mount the speakers to the ceiling?
We're trying to do 7.1.4 Dolby Atmos.
What does 4 mean?
The Dolby Atmos in the ceiling.
It shoots down now, from the ceiling.
Oh, God.
Ceiling.
Every time I come over to watch something and do like, the black is black and the thing's still on.
I am.
Can you please play the unicorn guy? Can it always be the
Cinemark
unicorn?
Uniform.
Wait, oh, yeah.
Tim,
yeah.
Tim, can we make one?
Yes. We're going to make one of those fucking intro things, guys.
With our 5.1734 surround sound, you can hear the laughter wherever you are. And it's Kev's laugh going on.
Yo, dude.
Tim, on a serious note, have it come out of the top. I'm here.
Yeah, dude.
Kev, I'm here.
I'm in, man. I love this.
Now I love it. I love it. I'll come over if that's it.
What I really want to do, and this is so stupid, but like long-term plan, there's like a little hallway that leads into this.
That would be a great prank is to do that and actually put it in a movie theater. Try to slip it in before like the next fucking Infinity War. Just put it in where it's like, this is Dolby surround sound. It's like, oh. It's like Cool Greg skating down the street instead of the surfer. You know what I mean? There's always one where it's like, the wave comes crashing. Over.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's a little hallway like leading into it, like the doorway that goes into that room. I want to like put up a shitty monitor and I want to make like, you know, Disneyland has those like weird ride intro video things where there'll be people that are just like, my mom's outside, but we got to go fast. We're about to go on an adventure.
Oh.
Like, keep your arms and legs in. I want to have that before you go in. This is going to be fucking cool,
That's
guys.
A bit too much. I wouldn't do that.
No, dude. It's going to be great.
That I would stop.
You're going to spray water on people during certain moments?
Dude, it's going to be great.
You're going to do all this just to watch Bachelor.
Hey, man. Never seen Bachelor that big.
Speaking of which, you see this woman get blasted in the face on
Bachelor?
Fuck
yeah, dude. Last night's episode was off the rails, man.
What'd she get blasted with?
Champagne.
Oh, okay.
It was good.
Yeah.
It's real.
Is that episode one?
That's episode two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to get into The Bachelor now?
I got that YouTube TV. I might as well set
one. Now's the time, dude. Now's the time. The cycle's beginning.
Yeah. I mean,
I feel Tim.
What?
Every other week I've heard you say, now's the time.
No better time to get into Bachelor right now.
Because it's starting now.
We've been leading into it right now.
This episode two.
What, is it on every night still?
How the fuck?
No.
Is it one of those ridiculous things?
Why is The Bachelor always on? Do they just constantly film the show? Pretty is much. It constantly being filmed?
Well, because it's three shows, man. It's three shows in one. It's Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise.
Three seasons.
Every year.
So just every year, every month there's a Bachelor on.
Well, we just had a drought, unfortunately. Towards the end of the year, it gets kind of sad. Like late October to December, there's no Bachelor.
This show's terrible.
Oh, I thought they were just like really heartbreaking episodes.
So let me tell you, you want to know about Champagne Gate, Nick? Thanks for asking. Kev, can you Google Champagne Gate? So there's this one girl.
Can you Google Craig Myrtle too?
There's the front runner girl right now.
You write Champagne and Champagne Gate.
Exactly.
Bachelor's
so the Bachelor right now. This guy Peter. There's this front runner Hannah Ann. She's cute as a button. Everybody loves her. She's great.
Isn't this? Didn't we have a Hannah last year?
There's a million Hannahs.
There's Hannah B.
So many Hannahs.
There's Hannah B.
There's always Hannah. There's McKenna's. There's a lot of Jennies.
There is a McKenna. There is a McKenna this year.
We went to brunch this weekend. And Tim, Gia, and Paula were talking about Hannahs for, like, I'm not exaggerating, 6 minutes. And they were all different Hannahs.
There's a lot of Hannahs, man. Hannah G got Hannah Ann on this season. So there's this girl, Hannah Ann, that's with the dude, right? And meanwhile, there's this other girl. I don't know her name. We'll call her Kelly, right?
McKenna.
And Kelly's like, Kelly's like, man, I haven't had my chance to talk to him yet. Like, I think I'm gonna steal him. Like, I really like everyone else has kind of had some one-on-one time. Like, I need to do this. So I'm gonna set up a little date. I had this champagne that I've had for 10 years. I've been waiting to open it for a very special moment. This is special. And so she like sets up this like little thing like with the champagne. And she's like, yeah, like once he's done with her, I'm gonna grab him and we're gonna have this drink. And she's telling like. 29 of the there's 30 girls, right? So you're telling like over 20 of the girls this thing, and they're all like, yeah, get it, girl, get it, it's your turn, whatever. And it cuts,
you go, girl.
It cuts to The Bachelor with Hannah Ann, and she goes, oh, hey, there's some champagne, assuming the producers put it there to like, you know, let them have their date moment, whatever. She fucking opens it, they start drinking, and it cuts to the other girl with all the girls, and you just hear a pop, and she goes, and all of them like, oh no. She goes, did they just pop my champagne? She just bursts into tears, runs over. She's like, why would you do this? And the girl is like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And then after that, like, turns this whole drama. She's like, you know exactly what the fuck you're doing. And she was like, yo, nah, you need to chill. And then they look over. She's like, it's okay. There's another champagne bottle. And they go and sit down. And the bachelor's just like, hey, man, it's cool. It's cool.
Wait, we
have another champagne bottle. It's fine. And then they sit, and she goes, oh, thank you. I'm sorry for overreacting. Like, this is fine. She pops it open and starts drinking it, and it just fucking explodes all over.
I got to see a clip of this.
Get it, Kev. Like,
can you get a clip of this, Kev?
There's a picture right
there's
there.
A GIF. There's
I
a
wanna
GIF.
See it. Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see it squirt all over her face.
Okay, well, you know what, Nick?
How do you have to take, ruin
just
it?
Look at the GIF. Look at the link I sent you, Nick.
We tried to.
We tried to,
Andy.
You fucking deleted it like a coward.
Oh! So was she immediately voted off?
No, she's still on.
She's so hot.
You don't get voted off. He just
he doesn't choose you.
He kept her for drama. You could tell.
Have they ever included family members of the Bachelor or Bachelorette where they help them as
in
like 19
years
voting?
Try to date your sister?
Huh?
Like try to date your sister? That'd be weird.
No, that's funny. Not what I meant. No, I meant like if. Let's say I'm the bachelor and I'm trying to date these women, and then I have my family being my counsel. Like,
oh yeah,
that would not go well for me.
So there's a thing called hometowns, where the third to last episode every season. Like no, fourth to last episode every season.
They actually go.
The final four goes to the hometowns to get the advice.
What do you describe just sounded like?
The third to last episode, Nick, is fantasy suites. That's when you get to fuck.
What you described, hometown, sounds like the Disney Plus version of Bachelor. Like, it's a smaller kind of
like
side story
fucking.
Thing.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
good-looking people fucking. That's why I watch Below Deck.
Yeah.
Ah, Below Deck.
Great.
What
show.
A show.
Below Great. Dick.
No. Below Dick. I get what you did. I get what you did. I'm sorry. I had to translate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't understand. I didn't understand what you wanted.
That's roughly, obviously, the scale.
That's if you're an audio listener driving the bus full of nuns there. Sorry. It's now the big theater projection screen with the original TV.
Let me help you out here, Kevin. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I was going to do that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, who melted the TV?
So if you undo that, Kevin, if you undo that whole thing.
Well, let's see how Andy would do this.
If you undo that, hit enter. And then control T.
Okay.
And then control click the top right Bezier.
Oh my God, what did he say?
And then drag down.
Wait, control.
Like click. It, like hold control and then you click. You know what
Whoa.
I mean?
Whoa!
Oh, I thought only the TV was selected. I didn't know the whole.
Oh yeah, sorry. It's the
I see.
Because I use that to match the size.
It's yeah, but that, good, but though. That's what you do. You can like warp perspective and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow, look at that. See, that's what I was talking about.
Kevin's going back to the mesh warp.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin knows how to do it this way. He's going to do it this perfect. Way. You know what I mean?
Hey, I mean, man, we got there.
But Kevin did exactly what I asked for.
There you go.
There's four different ways.
You didn't explain it well enough. And then you all drove over my body in the street, and Kevin's like, oh, now that it's been exactly so, explained what he wants,
Tim,
I can make
what I,
that.
What Tim, I thought you were going to do.
It's so much bigger.
What I thought you were going to do was take that image and just really blow it up onto the projector so it's just Andy's like, I don't know. I think the scale's perfect.
Your streams are funny, dude.
Thanks.
I know. Man. I know.
I wish more people watched them.
They're so good, man. That was dumb shit.
Thanks for dropping by, dude. Appreciate it, man.
I was busy.
Hey, by the way, I went to your birthday.
I saw. Thank you for dropping by for a second. No begrudgingly, you came in.
No problem, man.
Andy came in like
real late.
He came in super late. Like he had just finished doing so many different errands, and this was the last one he had to do before he got to go do what he really wanted to do, which was just go home.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, man.
The best day.
How's it going? See you got a drink there. All right, happy birthday. And then left.
Nice.
It was awesome.
He came in looking like he pulled a Fran and just started like fucking pumping them push-ups right before he came in. You see his arms there?
I came back from the gym. You I was great, at the bro. Gym.
You were looking good.
And I had a very emotional weekend, guys. We'll talk about it after the ad break.
Oh, wow. Thank you. We just got to, I think, stretch out a little bit longer. I've been trying to get it without the curse word.
Oh, I didn't know we had
been a struggle. Yeah, it's been,
see
I've been paying attention.
See you next Tuesday.
Well, first, let's see our sponsors. This episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast is brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends. Raid is a mobile RPG done right. I know you've already heard a lot about Raid everywhere else, but there's a great reason for that. Raid is one of the top three ranked RPGs on the Google Play Store, and it's just been nominated as a finalist for Google Play's Best of 2019 User's Choice Awards. What's Raid all about? Well, ladies and gentlemen, Raid has all the features you'd expect from a brand new RPG title, like an amazing storyline, awesome 3D graphics, giant boss fights, PvP battles, and hundreds of champions to collect and customize. But who could have thought it would be like this as a mobile game? Check out the amazing graphics and details and those champions. And in Raid, you have the ability to personally customize and choose the artifacts and design a unique mastery build for each one of them. And the best part is it's free to play. More than 15 million players worldwide have already downloaded the game. And the best part, like we said, it's free to play. So go click the link in the description box and start playing. Clicking on this, you will not just get to enjoy one of the best mobile games of the moment. You'll also be supporting this podcast. So what are you waiting for? Download Raid via the link. patron.me, which you will also be able to find in the description below, and you'll get a special package with 100,000 silver, 2 clan boss keys, 10 mystery shards, and the amazing champion, Adjudicator. You will get this package after the first 7 days of playing the game. Up next, it is Hims. As you know, there's a problem. 66% of men start to lose their hair by the age 35, and once you start to notice thinning hair, it can be too late. What you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is be like Nick and Andy and go to 4hims.com. Over there, you talk to a doctor. You talk about your hair loss. They say, this is what you need. This is what you don't need. Let me help you out, and they give you stuff. Andy's got gummies over there. Nick has pills. There's all sorts of stuff they can help you. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, and more for men. It's time to write a new chapter, one in which you have hair, which is a pretty good chapter if you ask me. Thanks to science, of course. Baldness can be optional. Hims is helping guys be the best version of themselves with licensed physicians and FDA-approved products to help treat hair loss. These are prescription solutions backed by science. Hims was created by a guy who knows that some men's health conversations are easier online than in person. No more awkward in-person doctor visits or long pharmacy lines. 4hims connects you with real doctors online, which could save you hours, completely confidentially and discreetly. You answer some questions, the doctor reviews it, and if they determine it's right for you, they can prescribe you medication to treat hair loss that's shipped directly to your door, and it'll be great. Dive into 2020 hair first. Right now, my listeners can get started with their first month free. Go to 4hims.com/kinda. That's 4hims.com/kinda. Prescription requires an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Offer valid only if prescribed. 3-month minimum subscription. Additional restrictions apply. See the website for full details and important safety information. Remember, 4hims.com/kinda. And rounding out the sponsors today, it is Manscaped. Support for Kinda Funny's podcast comes from Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. It's 2020, and you know what that means. New year, new me, New balls. Men, listen up. Hairy bushes are so 2019. If you're going to pick any New Year's resolution this year, let it be to take care of your junk. Manscaped is making it easy with their grooming products. Tim and I talk about it all the time. We have beautiful balls now. It's because of Manscaped. We get to shave them, and we don't have to worry about nicking them. Nobody's nicking or snagging your nuts. They got the protector on there. It's great. Plus, you get the moisturizer, crop preserver stuff. You're down there. You smell great. They got boxer shorts for you, too, now. Manscaped's got everything covered for below the belt, so you should get on that. You know what I'm saying? Manscaped accidents can finally be a thing of the past, and you don't want to use the same trimmer, of course, that you use on your face as you do on your balls. That's dirty. Manscaped, of course, has the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code KINDA at manscaped.com. Start the new year off right by using the best tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code KINDA at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code KINDA. You had an emotional weekend. What happened your weekend?
Yeah, I mean, one of my childhood idols, Neil Peart, died. Neil Peart sucks. From Rush died on Thursday.
What did he die of?
He was not that old. He died on Friday. No. It was announced he died Friday, but he had died 3 days prior, but they just didn't really release it to the public. Mm-hmm. So they weren't in a rush. He died, exactly, nailed it. So he was diagnosed with brain cancer 3.5 years ago.
That sucks.
And they always told the public that they were retiring because he had like arthritis and tendonitis.
Yeah, but now
it makes sense. They're like, oh, now we really know the reason why. And so all weekend I was just on a Rush binge. I was just watching nonstop YouTube, listening to Spotify nonstop. And then I went to the gym and I was watching different YouTubers react to Rush songs. And I just didn't want to stop running. I was just getting in this run session. I was like, I'm already at like 2.5 miles. I normally only do 2, but I just want to keep going. So I just kept going, Nick. So sorry. That's why I was like,
it's all good, man. Listen, I can't think of a better reason to not come to my birthday party than just mainlining some Rush.
Yeah.
Dude, that video you tweeted of that YouTuber reacting to Rush for the first time, I love it, man.
Really funny.
You see him. It's like he's doing drugs for the first time, where he's just like, it was really funny. What the fuck is this?
He's like, there's no way in hell these are 3 people. There's no way.
Did you watch this video?
No, I haven't.
We shouldn't watch it here because it's going to like, that definitely get claimed. But like, go to Andy's Twitter to look at this. But the dude's just watching. He's just like, listening to a party. He's like, that's just 3 people? How's that just 3 people?
He's like, are they going to sing?
Are they even going to, they're not even going to sing. They don't even need to sing.
It was La Vie Changiato, and he was like, are they going to talk? When are they going to sing, actually? Because it's just a long 9-minute instrumental or whatever.
It's so funny.
And at the end, he's like, you can't tell me that this isn't better than every Lil Pump song you've ever heard. And they don't even have words in this song. It's a great video. Yeah, but I was just on a Rush binge, man, and I got weirdly emotional. Because
it's like a family thing for you.
Yeah, for sure, because it's so tied to like growing up with Rush in my life and it being... When I tell people my dad's a Rush fan, I don't mean that my dad's a Rush fan and a Led Zeppelin fan and a Black Sabbath, like, no, it's like 99% Rush. That's like all I grew up on, watching VHS tapes that were somehow like bootlegged from concerts in Pittsburgh and weird shit like that, you know. And I remember setting up cereal boxes and pots and pans around me as I pretend like I was Neil Peart on the drum set, and I just started thinking about like how we're getting old,
mortality.
Yeah, dude, like the finality of all of this, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just so crazy to me that somebody that was, like, so smart and so wise, and he was, like, their lyricist, and he was always, like, he lived a tough life, dude. Like, you know, they talk about on the documentary that's on Netflix, fantastic documentary, by the way. Everybody should watch it. It's called Beyond the Lighted Stage. His daughter died in a car wreck, and then less than a year later, his wife died of cancer.
Jesus.
And it was just, like, back to back. And then the band went on hiatus, and they were like, he needs time to heal. And he went on this cross-country motorcycle trip, cross-continent, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, he drove, like, all around the borders of, like, North America, all, like, just on a motorcycle. And he would just...
What's the documentary called?
Beyond the Lighted Stage. Really, really, really
good. This is one that starts off with him warming up, right?
Yeah.
That's fucking really good. Awesome. It's just the best way to start. Because it's just him in his dressing or, like, warm-up room, just...
Fucking like on practice patches.
Just roaring
like,
shit.
Just like practice, warming up or whatever. But yeah, he takes this whole cross-country, cross-continent motorcycle trip, and he's explaining it in the DVD, and he's like, I didn't know if I was going... Like, I had to write friends and family. We didn't have cell phones, really. Like, I would write postcards, and Geddy Lee, the bassist, was like, every once in a while, I'd get a postcard from I forgot what the nickname he had for him was. Kind of like an alias. I get a postcard, I know, okay, he's okay, you know. Yeah. But Neil Peart would talk about how he didn't know if he would die, what did he say, by accident or by design.
Yeah.
He was also very suicidal in those moments where his whole life had just been blown up, you know. It's so well made. And yeah, I'm like super stoked that I got to see their last concert. And I was talking with my brother how their final concert, the Rush, the R40 tour, their 40th anniversary, was the same date of Kind of Funny Live 1. Oh, wow. And I had this like choice of like which one do I go to. I went to Rush's.
Absolutely right choice.
It's phenomenal. Yeah.
Did you see their last show?
Their final tour.
Final tour. Okay.
Yeah, they played in Austin at the
Amphitheater.
Yeah, it's like where the race, they do the Formula One races.
Oh,
it's like
the racetrack.
Austin Raceway.
We did a really good show, though.
Yeah, Troy Baker's there.
Cool, man. I went through down a rabbit hole about 2 years ago watching music documentaries, the best of which was the Hell Freezes Over documentary for Eagles. But like I watched that. I watched a documentary about, I think it was Guns N' Roses and then obviously Motley Crue. And every one of those, and then finished it with Rush. And I was like, that was a nice one to finish with because every band had raging egos and fucking hated each other toward the end there, except for Rush. Rush were the nicest people to each other, and they never had a bad word to say. Like, and they were like every time they interview Geddy, he's like, "Oh, Neil's really good. You know, he gets really. Sometimes he gets a little bummed out when he misses a note."
Yeah,
that was like the worst thing they had to say about
so
each other.
Awesome, yeah.
They're so lovely.
But then they also talk about when they finally came back. You know, they, I don't know how many years they took off from touring and from doing all this stuff, but after his wife and his daughter died, he finally said, "I'm ready to come back." And they put on the shows or whatever. But for that, I don't know if it was for the rest of the band's existence, which was probably about 20 years or maybe 15 years. But the show would end, and he would go straight to his motorcycle and drive to the next venue. He didn't ride on the bus with the band.
Whoa.
It's crazy. Like, it's such a, he was so isolated, and he was so,
yeah.
Like,
well, he's insular. Kind of an isolated dude anyway.
Yeah.
Like, you get like, that, when they interview him, you get the he's not the most extroverted person you'll ever meet.
He has this famous lyric where he talks about being, how people idolize him, and people, you know, they always want to, he talks about just being a celebrity, you know, and stardom and stuff like that, and fame. And he says, "I can't pretend a stranger is a long-awaited friend." Because that's how he felt about a lot of his fans. Like, yeah. Look, I'm not going to pretend we have this connection. Like, right.
I make music you listen to.
Yeah, I'm just kind of to myself. Like, this, it's all a weird facade. It talks about the gilded cage and how, yes, people see it as like they're on this, you know, pedestal, but really you're kind of trapped in this sort of celebrity, you know? But yeah, it's a phenomenal documentary. I recommend everybody watch it. Even if you're not interested in Rush, it's just really well made and well produced. yeah, it's great. It's
really, give me really the pitch on Rush's discography. I don't know shit. I just know Tom Sawyer. That's the song.
That's one of them.
Right? That's the main song.
I know that from, and YYZ from
So one of the I think
literally my touchstones as well. By the way,
oh yeah,
is Guitar the music Hero. Games. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I think kind of one of the coolest thing about Rush is that they were so against the grain back in the day. I read this funny tweet how like you know, rest in peace Neil Peart, blah blah blah. He will always be known as your favorite drummer's favorite drummer.
Yeah. Mm.
Which
dude,
is like
so
really cool.
That's why I know Rush, because I grew up in a family of drummers. I grew up in a household of drummers. My dad and my brother both drummed. I cannot move. I just don't have it in my brain to do all this at the same time. That's why I picked trumpet. But like growing up, my brother fucking idolized Neil Peart. Like idolized him. Was like, would show me like that, like videos of him. And I'm like, the guy seems great. I don't know. He's moving his hands a lot. It's cool.
A lot of weird shit. So like, I think the coolest thing about Rush is that they started off trying to be like every other band, and then they discovered that they were going to be this weirder, more progressive, technical, weird time signatures, very experimental, but still, you know, with a poppy sound and kind of a catchy tone, you know?
So would it be an insult to compare them to Muse?
I mean,
because I get similar vibes.
I'd say instrumentally, yes, just because Rush is looked at as like the holy triumvirate. That's what everybody calls them. Like these are three people that played music like they were machines. Like Neil Peart had a metronome in his brain. You know,
this was back in the day too, when people would get together and you'd look at why they were successful bands, similar to like Eagles or like Led Zeppelin, and it would be because they were like really good musicians that came together to form a fucking great band.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, these guys were fucking technical. As opposed to Muse, which I actually don't know too much about Muse. I don't want to speak, but like, they have a cool sound, but I don't listen to their stuff and be like, these are the most instrumentally technical people ever. They're popular. But Rush, I think, was a little bit more of a, I would say, more of a cult following, less mainstream.
They are definitely lot more cult following because they sort of grew up. Taylor Hawkins, a drummer for Foo Fighters, in the documentary mentions how
Foo Fighters.
It was never cool to like Rush. Like, you never brought a chick over to your house and played Rush because they were nerdy.
Didn't they tell the story about how they were on tour and like everyone else would be fucking doing cocaine off like strippers in the next room and Rush would go to bed early?
They'd be like,
read Lord of the Rings.
They have songs about Lord of the Rings. Like, they have songs about, like, they have a song called The Necromancer. Like, they're just very, very nerdy. But one really cool thing is that they started off kind of very commercial, and that's what the label wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then they released Caress of Steel, and it was not very well regarded. People didn't really like it a whole lot. And the record label basically said, you have one more chance. Get back to your old shit or you're out.
Mm-hmm.
And so Neil Peart and the rest of the band was like, well, fuck that. I don't want to go out this way. Like, I don't want to go out making a shitty album that nobody's going to remember. Let's go out on our own terms, and then we'll fail, and then I'll go back to work in my dad's automotive shop. And then they wrote 2112. And 2112 is what absolutely exploded them. It's still a cult following, but it sold so much that they mentioned in the documentary that it gave them leeway to do whatever the fuck they wanted.
Is that the album I should listen to, or should I listen to A Greatest Hits?
You should listen to A Greatest Hits.
I would listen to A Greatest Hits, yeah. Okay. 2112 is this long-spanning sort of it's a concept album. It's a year 2112, and it's about how in the future there's no more music and these.
See, this sounds dope. I think I'm gonna do that.
Like there's
how long is it?
It's like a side A, side B thing or whatever. But it's all, like, it's this thing about like the temple. The priests of Syrinx have said like no more music. This shit is outlawed. And then later on, you hear it's a song called Discovery, and a little boy's discovering a guitar, and he's playing it. And he's learning how, and he's like, what can this strange device be? When I touch it, it gives forth the sound. It's very, very nerdy. And he takes it to these priests. He's like, check out this thing. And they're like, no, we don't do music anymore. And it's like what's the word I'm looking for? Like authoritarian sort of viewpoint of like, no more music. We don't have art anymore in this world. We're very machine, you know?
They do. Is it YYZ that has no lyrics?
Correct.
Yeah. So it's like shit like that. There's songs of theirs that are just for the pure fucking musicality of it and just for the actual music, zero lyrics. YYZ is one of those that has movements to it. It slows down. It stops for a second. It's so good.
Well, we were in Toronto and Nick looked up and he goes, oh, YYZ, that's Rush.
We flew into the Toronto airport code is YYZ. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
And then I blew his mind further and I said, yeah. And the beginning of the song is... The beat is based on the Morse code for what YYZ is. So ding 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 ding. That's Morse code for YYZ.
And then he blew my mind even further. It's the guy that owns the airport, Tom Sawyer.
Yeah,
he's a mean man.
How come like some of the songs are live?
I don't know. What is this? Okay. So the 2112 Deluxe Edition. It's the full album. Really, I only just remember. All I recommend is the 2112 song, which is the
overture.
I think like 15 minutes long or something.
Dude,
like
the whole thing, like minus that, it would only be like 40 minutes.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, I don't know. Here, click 2112. How long is that song? I don't remember.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
I love it. 20-minute long song.
It's just nerdy as shit, but you.
But like Zeppelin had shit like that too.
You just completely appreciate the
Pink Floyd had shit like that too.
The art, the how they sort of just. They're kind of like the godfathers of prog rock, almost, you know?
Yeah, I don't love calling them prog rock, though, because that kind of prog rock has such a different connotation to it. Even like Genesis and like
Dream Theater
poppy
and stuff.
Shit. Yeah.
I mean, I think that they are very prog rock. Later on in their years, though, so they ended up writing a song, I believe it was on Farewell to Kings, where they wrote two very, very long songs that are very conceptual. There's a song called La Via Strangiato, which is just instrumental, but if you read what they're doing in the song, it's like, here's act one, here's act two, this is the dream part, this is the nightmares, these
sounds
are
very
monsters.
Musy.
Yeah And then so the that was the last time that they were like, they talk about in the documentary how, holy fuck, we have to play this shit live. We didn't really take this into account, and it's exhausting,
it's hard.
And it was their last effort at doing a progressive conceptual style album.
Yeah.
because it was so long and so exhausting.
So technical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fucking cool. It's really cool. And so I'm stoked to listen to this show.
But then they got back. My favorite Rush era is late 80s, early 90s Rush, where they were straight up just like a synthwave pop rock band. And it's fucking good. Like, it's my favorite Rush. And the documentary references how all these old school rock legends, like, they talk to fucking, I can't even put their names in my head. Who's the lead singer with the blonde hair?
Sting?
Almost like Dee Snider sort of looking.
Oh. From what? From what?
There's a lot
of
like, there's a lot of 80s hair bands that were influenced by Rush.
Like Brett Michaels?
Kind of like a Brett Michaels sort of guy, but they reference.
Sammy Hagar.
Eddie Van Halen.
One of those guys.
What's his name?
But they reference how, like, when Rush got into that synthy era, they were like, I'm out. I prefer the more rock Rush, you know? Yeah. Like, this is where they're sort of changing, and I can't really, you know.
Vibe with it.
Even the guitarist, Alex Lifeson, talks about how the synth started taking over, and he was like, the high end, that's guitar. That's my spot. Why do we have synth in here now? Like, he wasn't really down with that era. Mm. It's super interesting. It's really, really
good. Sounds great.
Yeah, it's really good.
I want to watch that documentary.
Cried a lot. Holy shit.
Fuck, that's tough.
I was just tough, man.
I'm sorry.
I was just very, very emotional and just started thinking about everything. And then I went to the gym, got my pump on, and I got drunk with you.
And then you decided to come to my emotional weekend where I turned 40. Yeah. You want to talk about facing your own mortality? I was like, I'm 40.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then I gotta start wearing college shirts.
I didn't think about it. Yeah, maybe no. I actually bought a couple shirts, and I was like, I did the thing where, you know, I have the one shirt in, one shirt out rule. Where, like, I'm on my wife limits my hangers. Yeah, I'm only allowed to have a limited amount of hangers, so I had to throw some shirts out. But then I remembered I had this. I was like, I'm gonna wear that shirt again, see what happens. And then I remembered why I don't wear it anymore, because it shows my belly button.
Yeah. But you made it into a bit, and it was great.
Well, it made Kevin uncomfortable, which now I have to do it every day.
Exactly. That's how you do it around here.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny podcast. Remember, the show isn't over yet. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Get the exclusive post show over there, along with the show ad-free. And, of course, you can get it early. Remember, Kind of Funny podcast posts usually every Wednesday morning. You can get it there, hot, fresh. It'll have ads. It won't have the post show. It's on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, podcast services around the globe. What do you got, Nick?
During the post show, will we look at what Andy accidentally linked us to?
No.
Maybe.
Not. No, I don't know. This video will still be on YouTube. It could still get us banned if you clicked on it there.
That's fair.
So I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I do want to see what we were looking at. All right, you can log in on mine. We can share the account.
What's your password? GettyLee69?
No, I don't even have a login.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's a subreddit thing, man.
Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.